All right. Okay. Okay, so we're going to try to work out the Rashi over here today. Kuf Ches Amud Beis again. Right? What's so funny? Oh, okay. Separate thing? Okay. Fine. All right, so the difficulties with Rashi. I mean, there's certain difficulties I think we can try to work on. And other difficulties we really just have to basically leave go. It doesn't help to think about them. It's not going to help you think about them. So, for instance, the question that Tosus has on Rashi about the shear of the Kos Shel Bracha, forget it. Forget it. You're not going to get anywhere with that. Okay? So, you don't know what Rashi learns about that. Maybe Rashi holds... The problem is that's it's a major, major problem, because the Gemara says clearly in a few places, Kuf Hei Yom Beis, Shema Mina, Kos Shel Bracha, Tzarech Shear. So, and that's talking about the Kosher Berkos HaMazon. How is he going to get, how would Rashi get out of that in his Havamina? I have no idea. Maybe he holds this is a Din Dalek Kosos, but in terms of Berkos, but me Din Berkos HaMazon, you would require a bigger shear. I have no idea. Or maybe he holds Shmuel argues, would Shmuel argue with that? Or maybe he holds the Gemara would have asked that question and said it can't be because of that problem. I don't know. But, I'm not saying it's something you can't answer, but it certainly is not the problem to work on. Okay, let's work on the other problems that we have. The problem that we have basically is what? Two problems. One problem is the idea itself of breaking up one shear of Revius into four kozos that are a quarter of Revius each. It's just a strange idea. Where does that come from? Where is that coming from? What is that? What kind of an idea is that? And secondly, the case of Shosim Vasach. What happened? You guys working on a different problem today?
No.
So, right, those are the two problems. What does he mean, Bavas Bavasach? What does he mean by saying it's broken up into four kosos? And what does it mean that Bavasachas would be four cups into one big one? I actually want a regular size cup. The Havamina. Yeah. So what do you say? Dalet Kosos, that... In other words, you have to work it backwards. What is the idea of the Dalet Kosos that would bring to mind the concept of breaking up one unit into four smaller parts? That's one problem. Okay, and the other problem is, what's the Havamina of Shosam Bavasachas? Nobody likes Rashi's Shosam Bavasachas. Because they all say, once you pour four cups into one, you basically are down to one. You're basically down to one. There's no shear lamala, right? There's no shear lamala. It's not like, it's like anything else. You have a minimum shear of a lulav, you have a shear that's twice as big, you don't see you have two lulav. There's a minimal shear. It's going to be, what do you mean the mix? All right, so let's see. So in other words, just to start you off on a dead end, the way I was thinking about it is like this. I mean, what is the idea of the four kosos going to Rashi? That it seems like he's learning. You need to have four shasios, right? Not really a cup. You need to have four actions of four shasios. So how do you break up a shasio? How do you say I'm going from one shasiya to the next? You have to have it in a separate kos. No, that's the way it seemed to me at first. You'll say Rashi's not really learning four kosos as kosos, but it's basically you've got to engage in a new maisa shasiya four times. So how do you do that? Well, if you have one big kos, then you could drink it all b'vasach. You could drink it all down at once. So how do you make it? How do you engineer four shasios, make it in a way that it can't be done at once, right? Like break it up. The cup is just like breaking up into shasios. But the problem is, once you get to Bavas Achas, that seems like the opposite already. I mean, then how could you even have a Havamina that Bavas Achas is going to be good? I mean, if you're going to tell me the whole idea is to break it up into four shasios, And the kos is a separate mice of shasiya. So then how could you have a havamina that if I put it all into one kos and I drink it at one time, that would be yotzei. It's just exactly the opposite of the basic idea. Now to try and say, well, once I put it into a cup, I was koveyed as a shasiya, I defined it, I created, I don't know, all of those things. It's possible to try to say something like that, but at the end of the day, you're putting them all back into one big cup. It seems to just be, disingenuous, or it just seems to be not true to say, well, if I defined it as a drink and I put it into a cup, it still becomes one drink. If the whole ikkar is to break it up into shishios, I don't care what you do in between. Bottom line is, and you're going to tell me that kosos are what make shasios, then how is it possible to say, I'll put it back into one cup and it's going to still retain the shame of four shasios? It just doesn't make sense to me. Okay? So I'm just telling you, that's the way, initially that's what I thought. Maybe that's the question over here. Maybe kosos are just to break it up. So I could take one entity and drink it four times, and drink it in four shots. You know what I mean? That appealed to me. Now you say, okay, it's one revius, right? Why is it, but you have to drink the revius in four times. So how do you make it halachically into four times? We don't tell a person, take four sips. That's not a halachic mechanism. So halachically, we force it into four units, four cups, makes the entity of yayin, balayla, drunk in four portions. But I think it's unsalvageable. I think once you get to the Bavas Achas Havamina, it's just unsalvageable. Without contortions. But I mean, okay, that's a good question. Now, so the first question is what Bald was asking me yesterday also. It was, what are the facts for Shasam Bavas Achas? Right? What are the facts? So Rashi says, Ira are boss on the Toch Kos Echad. So it's Mashma. It's mashma that you're starting with four kosos, right? That's what you're saying? And you pour them all into one big kos. Not that you just start with one big kos. That's the diak that's being proposed over here. That it's dafka, there's no havamina, that if I took one revius, that I would be yotze. That he would agree with the Rashbam. That's just what I started with. And the shear, there's no shear lamal of the kos, so I basically have one kos, and I'm going to be yotzi only one kos. But the havamina is that I started out with four separate kosos, each one had its shear, but then when I drank them in one bigger goblet, right? Remember, it's mashma from Rashi, the order is not important. The seder is not important, because this havamina is saying the only problem of Bvas Achas is because you consume them in one kos, but if you drank them one after the other, it would be fine. So it's not a problem of saying, I have my four kosos on. It's not a problem of saying, because you could argue, you could say, well, the four kosos don't exist until you get to this spot, You can't have the second kos until you get up to Gaul Yisrael. But that's not Rashi Shita. Rashi holds that the only problem would be if you drank them literally out of one kos. But if you drank them ritzufin, Rashi would hold you yotzei dalan kosos. So Rashi certainly holds that there is the existence, you can say there's the existence of the dalan kosos now. And the havamina is, I take those dalan kosos, but I consume them bevas achas. Right? Okay, go ahead. So that's a good step, just to get a, be medayik in the lashon, which is always important. And now it seems like we have a little bit more to grab onto. Go ahead. Because he's saying you don't drink them. No, Matt is saying it's how you drink them. They are there. And now it's a question of how did I drink them? Can I say I drank them if I pour them into a bigger cup and drank from the bigger cup? But what is them? That's what's interesting. Are they still them when you pour the wine out of the cup? Right. I mean, it's an interesting idea. We have to think if we can accept something like this. That he's saying they are the cups when I have them on the table with the wine in them. Now, what made them the cups? Obviously, the wine being in them.
Right.
Right.
Four cups of wine
right.
Inside.
But then he's saying it's possible to say that I drank them even though I poured the wine out of them. In other words, you don't say that the wine in them makes them the cup, and then the wine out of them removes the cup. You're saying the wine in them is the cup, and then even though I pour them out, there still is some idea of them, of the cups, in some air quote way.
It becomes
right.
like a measurement at that point?
No, I'm more thinking about it like it's like all part of like one Meister Shasiyah. You have four cups, and then you can drink them in any way you want. You either take them back to back to back, or you could take them and pour them out all together into one cup and then drink that. It's like all of my shit.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's a Maisa Shasiyah on the Dalai Kozos. As you're trying to say, you're just drinking it in a indirectly. Indirectly. But are you, is that what you're saying?
What?
In other words, are you saying, the question is, are you saying that when you put the wine into the cups, so now the cup defines something, defined, created like an entity?
It's a cup's worth of wine.
It's something special. It's a cheftza.
It's one of the
arba kosos. It's one of the arba kosos. And then, once you transfer it, it still is the same thing? In other words, it's...
Not saying that.
The
second part I'm not saying, the first part I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. So this is what has emerged. This is interesting. This is similar to what I was trying to... This is what I was thinking. I think... I don't know if you were saying this, but he added something, I think, that clarified it to me, at least, what you meant. In other words... What kind of sense does it make to say that there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, okay, and Shasiyas Dalet Kosos, and to say that I'm going to pour them all into one big cup and be considered to be drinking Dalet Kosos? Okay, if it's Shasiyah of Dalet Kosos, so it would seem that's very simple to define. Drink four kosos of yayin, and the yayin in the kos is what makes it the kosher yayin. So it might be that historically this wine was in a cup separate from the other cups, but right now they're all joined together. Right now it doesn't seem possible to say that because of its history, I consider it like four cups floating in one big cup. That doesn't make sense to me. Okay. So that's why you were trying to avoid that, right? I think rightfully so. But the question is, what is the idea? I mean, there's a difference. It's true you're avoiding a bad idea. What is the good idea? So I think what Avi is saying makes sense. And this is what you were saying too. But the Havamina is like this. The Havamina is that what is the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? What is the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Not Shasiyas Dalet Kosos. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, like my father was saying on Shabbos a couple weeks ago, there is a mitzvah of the Seuda of Havoas Dalet Kosos. It really is, there's a certain chashivas of Dalet Kosos themselves as entities of a Seuda. You're really mekayim the mitzvah, the real kiyum of the mitzvah, the real objective of the mitzvah is fulfilled by bringing four kosos themselves, the entities of kosos, ala shulchan. Of course, a kos that's empty is a deficient kos. It's not functioning. So it has to be mole yayin. It has to be filled with yayin, otherwise it's not functioning. But the point is like this. Let me tell you my difficulty, and I think why this might solve the difficulty. My difficulty is like this. You have to ask yourself, where is the Kiyam HaMitzvah here? Where is the real fulfillment of the mitzvah? What's the essence of the mitzvah? And where is its fulfillment? Okay. If you're going to tell me that the mitzvah is essentially a mitzvah of drinking, then the Maisa Shasiya is really the ikkar. And if you're going to tell me that the mitzvah is essentially drinking, then it must be four Shasiyos. Because if Dalet Kosos, like I was telling you in my Havim, you know, if Dalet Kosos really represents a chiyav of Dalet Shasiyos, right, and when you drink each cup, that's really its fulfillment, then I don't see how it's possible to say that if I transfer the yayin into another cup and I do my Maisa HaMitzvah with one kos, that could be considered a Maisa of Shasiyos Dalet Kosos. So the problem is we have to really break off from our idea of the Dalet Kosos, the Shasiyah. And we have to relegate the Shasiyah to a backup role. You understand? The Shasiyah is just some qualifier, but it's not really the Kiyam itself. What I mean to say is like you guys are saying, that it's possible to say, if you'll say that when I bring the kos to the table, the kos shel yayin to the table, that's the ikkar. The only thing is, if I never use it, then it's like an unfulfilled chefza. So then you can have a question like this. You can say, look, yes, the essential thing is it should be a decked out suda. How do you have a decked out suda? That you have four entities of kos. The other thing is, if you leave the kos and you never drink from it, then it comes out it was a kos levatala. So kos levatala is not a chashuv thing. Lemafreya, it turns out that when you brought it, it was nothing. You understand? But when you drink it, it's not the kiyam in the shasiya per se. The kiyam now is in giving the bringing a reality that the bringing of the kos was not a maisa shtus. It was not a maisa levatala. If I bring you a kos of yayin and you never use it, then it turns out that hava, that bringing was levatala. So that's not an entity of suda. Turns out it wasn't part of the suda. That kos was never part of the suda. So in order to really render the bringing of the kos into a component of my suda, it has to be used. But the chashivas, the nikker, the hecker, the pirsa manes is this kind of a suda that has four kosos that are brought, right? It's similar to, so in that sense, it's possible to say that the shasiya, maybe the shasiya doesn't even have to be from the kos. You understand? Because I fulfilled my obligation, I really, when I brought it, that was the essential kiyam. The shasiya is just so that the hava is not levatala. So maybe it's sufficient to drink it in any way. You understand? That's what I was trying to squeeze out of you guys. Intuitively, you're on the right track, but you got to clarify that you've got to break off what the real thing is. The shasiya can't be together, can't be itself the mitzvah. It would be, that seems to me too far fetched to say something like that. We're doing this one. There we go. Let's say with the lakicha. It would be like there's a svara that some want to say that why do we dip in the charoses to make the havar of the charoses into a usable thing? It was really the mitzvah is to bring the charoses. It would be a similar kind of an idea. Really the mitzvah is to bring the charoses because it's zecher latit. But if you never use it, it's not a real bringing. You know what I mean? So that was hava, that would be Rashi's, that would be the havamina according to Rashi. And in this context, it's not a kosher bracha. The dalet kosos are not kosher shel bracha. So, as dalet kosos, they're not essentially kosos shel bracha.
What are you fulfilling when you drink it?
What you're fulfilling is you are rendering the bringing into a bringing for the suda. You know what I mean? Everything, the suda, the seder, is one of those, this is what my father's mentioning, is a very interesting phenomenon. It's a meal, but it's structured to reflect Sipur. It's structured to have elements of Sipur emerge from the Su'udah itself. Okay, so you need two things. You need these props, so to speak, but unless they're incorporated into the Su'udah, they're not halachically considered the mitzvah. The things are the mitzvah is entities of the Su'udah are parts of the mitzvah here.
Are you saying more that you won't be yotzei Su'udah if you don't drink it, or you won't be yotzei
Dalet Kosos, because it would turn out your Dalet Kosos were never brought into the entity of Suda.
Or saying just bringing it without drinking it is bringing it.
It is bringing it, but it would be like if I made something and I brought it to the meal and nobody ate from it, so it would turn out it was not part of the meal. It would turn out that whole bringing was superfluous. That whole bringing never found a fulfillment in the meal. So it was just a wasted action. It has to be the drinking is what recognizes it as part of the meal, as part of the service of the meal. Otherwise, just stama maisa. Stama maisa. I do a lot of things. I walk around the house. I put something over here. I put something over there. In the middle of the meal, I get up and I do something. That doesn't make it part of the meal. What makes it part of the meal? That it's consumed in the meal. Then it turns out this meal had a havo'o of Dalet Kosos. So that's why it's a good havamina. It's a good havamina. In the Seder, but according to Rashi, you could bring them all out at once. It would still, if you're doing Vasach, you could. We don't do it that way. We do one at a time. But as long as the Seder, I shouldn't say the Suda alone. It's the whole. Because the Halal is also included in the sitting, in the Kvius of the mitzvah. It has to be this Kvius of Seder has a Havo of Dalet Kosos. That's the Havmin. Havmin is as long as you brought them. You had a kiyum of bringing them, and what was brought was used, then the bringing was not levatala.
So without separating, though, you wouldn't be able
to... Without separating, you wouldn't be able to do it. If you didn't do four havos of kosos, it would be impossible.
Even if they were there...
Well, the havo means the pouring. That's all it means. Making the cups. Being there is fine. Making the cups. I mean, the Mishnah always does say, "Mosgin Kos." It is like a ceremony every time, right? It's not just. I'm not saying if someone set the table and the first Kos was already there, you wouldn't be yotzei. But right, what does it say? Mosgulo Kos Rishon. Every time it says. Yeah. Okay. It's good having it. What is the maskana? What is the maskana? And I'm trying to say maybe, according to this, Rashi learns you could work out that it doesn't have to be... if it was Shasiyah per se, then you would require a Shir of Shasiyah. That would be a Revius. But since it's just an entity of Kos, it doesn't need to be in its own right an entity of Shasiyah. Just even an entity of Te'ima, something.
Why would you need to split up a Revius over four cups?
It has to be a shear. It has to be some shear. You're not trying to get two A Revius.
Need some sort of knicker that it's one.
Well, I mean, you bring a thimble, everybody's going to have a thimble. It's not going to be enough. You know what a thimble is?
Oh, yeah.
You play Monopoly. Okay, good. Not really sure. No, but in terms of like Tosa's question, what would Rashi do on the third kos? What would he do on the kos Shel Kiddush? I would say in a Hanami, you would say in that case, if you were using your four, if you wanted to be yotzei, if you were going to be yotzei the four kosos, according to the Seder, you would need more for the kos Shel Kiddush, and you would need more for the kos Berakos Mazon, but not alts kosos, not alts dalet kosos.
You just need a
separate.
Alts,
yeah,
I caught it.
Okay.
You could just add to it, but you're talking about the...
No, so if you would want to be yotzei the kos Shel Bracha and the kos Shel Birkas HaMazon, I would say in a Hanami. I mean, you would have to have a bigger kos. That kos would have to be bigger. It would be both. It would be simultaneously a kos Shel Bracha and the kos Shel Dalet Kosos.
Right, because before we were just talking...
To say that, otherwise you're going to have to say that that the whole idea of koshel bracha, tuna shir, and everything is only if it's becomes changed in this whole set. I just find it hard to work that all into this Havamina. It's possible. It doesn't seem right to me, though. I mean, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says later that the Gemara has that the case of it. The very case we're talking about. If you have to have Avdallah and you want to make Birkas HaMazon and you only have one kos, so the Gemara says you don't make Avdallah first and then ala kos and then Birkas HaMazon ala kos because you only have one kos. So you wait till the end. Use the kos at the end. So the Gemara says you see from here that the kos needs shear. Because otherwise you could have broken it into two kosos. So you see, you can't do that. You can't just break the kos of Birkas HaMazon into two kosos. I'll put that down. Just in terms of the example of Haseba that we were mentioning yesterday, a good example would be, and this is a halachic truth, that we say by Kinyan, in certain cases we say Tikiyas Kaf, shaking hands could be considered like a Kinyan. Okay? But it doesn't mean that they said there's a halacha that the action of clasping hands together is a Maisa Kinyan. They mean to say that since in this society people express agreement by shaking, so the shaking of the hands is really embodying a reality that exists of a form of performance of agreement. There's a certain performance value in the action. It's not just the physical action, there's a certain performance value. I mean, say it portrays something. It connotes something. So if we would say in the Shulchan Aruch that shaking hands is good for a Kinyan, and then in 100 years from now, nobody shakes hands to express agreement, that wouldn't apply anymore. Because it doesn't mean to say the Maisa per se is institutionalized as a Kinyan. It means to say you don't need to do the formal Kinyan of the Halacha if you adopt an action that is recognized as Kinyan, that's also good. Okay, so here too, the Rav Yo is saying, it's not that they instituted a Maisa of leaning per se, but they said incorporate the performance of Cheres Ayyadeh leaning. But if you can't perform Cheres anymore by leaning, then there's nothing you can do. Perform Cheres, they said. But performance depends on the audience. If it doesn't mean Cheres to anybody, it's not the performance of Cheres Ayyadeh leaning. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so what's interesting is the Ran, though, is interesting, right? So the Ran Shita? To the Ran, you have another machlokas. This is brought down in the Mechaber. Mechaber seems to hold like the Ran, really. That if you had a big kos, and I saw Tshuvas HaRosh also had this. If you have a big kos, one big kos, the Ran holds that many people can be yotzei their dalet kosos with one kos. How? As long as the kos has a shear revius for each person, then each person can drink rove of a revius. That's what he holds it means. Hishke levnei veso, it means to adult children who have a chiv of dal kosos. Vehu deshasa ruba de kasa means as long as each one drank that shear. But the Ramban holds one kos per person. And therefore, each one has to drink rove of his kos. Even if it's a 10 revius kos, you got to drink a full revius. That you... It's saying that it's the Kiddush is it's not like Kiddush, because by Kiddush you don't have to drink as long as other people drink. He's saying over here you can give to other people, but it won't help you be yotze. Like by Kiddush you're allowed to do that. By regular Kiddush you don't have to drink. You can give it to other people, and that will be a good enough. Over here it's not. You can still give it to other people, but it's not going to help you yotze yochiv of rov kos. You would have thought maybe you could do like Kiddush, just give it to other people. Oh, it's not enough. Oh, well, Bilvad, you still have to drink for of course. Oh. Learning the kos, in other words, is the Ran stuck with the same problem as they had on Rashi, that once you have a big cup, it can only be one cup. Now, how is it working out? Does everybody need their own cup? If everybody needs their own cup, then when I filled it up with 16 revios, so it was my big cup. And when I drank from it, see, this is what the Mishnah Brewer mentions, the problem. When I drank from it, now it's not mole for you anymore. As a matter of fact, it's pugum. Can't use a cup that someone drunk from. So even though the same kos is really working for all of us, it's working in a strange way, because it's not like, because once the first person drinks from it, it really is now puzzle for the second person. So I mean, how does that? So he says it must be as long as when it started it was mole, that's enough. But Al Pi Svara, what is going on? Al Pi Svara, if we each need our own kos, then once I'm the first one to drink from it, then I want to say, well, it turned out it was your kos. Very nice. We could have all grabbed for it, but I got it. It's one big kos. I drank from it. Now it's my kos. Your kos? I don't know what your kos is. That's not my problem. Yeah, you know. And it'd be impossible. In other words, you have three ways of going over here. We have three ways of going, right? Now, as the Tosos, if you remember, said that it's like Kiddush, basically. And that's what the Grizz goes into. We'll try to do that tomorrow. He has this funny idea that the Dalakos are like Kiddush. And he says, therefore, the Balabais is the only one who needs a coast. And nobody else would seem to have to drink from it at all. Right? The Ramban says everybody needs his own coast, Dafka. And you have to drink Rov Kos, each person. But the run is like a middle ground shita. You only need to have one physical kos, but everybody has to drink the shear of a kos for themselves. So where does that fit in? I understand saying it's all Kiddush, and therefore the Balabai is the only one that has to drink. I understand saying it's a separate chiyuv of shesias kos, and no matter how much you put into it, that's your kos. And what's to drink the kos? Rov Kos. That's called drinking the kos. But what's the Ran's idea? It's like a middle ground. You know, it's not that it's not that you only need one kos, and it's not that each guy has to have his own kos. Somehow you can share a kos. Where does that fit in? Okay, so let's think about that for tomorrow, and then I think we'll start the Grizz tomorrow also.
Well, it was unclear also the Ran why